제5회 듣기 실전 모의고사. 여러분 안녕하십니까? 지금부터 올댓중앙영어 제5회 듣기 실전 모의고사를 시작하겠습니다. 모든 문제는 한 번씩만 들려드리니 잘 듣고 지시에 따라 물음에 답하시기 바랍니다. 이제 시작하겠습니다. 제5회 듣기 실전 모의고사. 1번. 다음을 듣고 디스가 가리키는 것으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Many people see this almost every day. It is usually filled with numbers. It has year, months, and days. When you see it, you can find the answer to the question, What day is it today? You can find it on your phone these days.
2번. 대화를 듣고 두 사람이 구입하려는 필통으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Peter. Here are the pencil cases. Let's buy one for Jane's birthday present.
Okay, how about this one? It has a unicorn on it.
It looks nice, but I think this one is better.
Wow, it looks like a fish. It's very unique.
Why don't we buy it?
Okay, I'm sure Jane will like it.
3번. 다음을 듣고 목요일의 날씨로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Here is the weather report for next week. Tomorrow, on Monday, it will be cloudy. It will rain from Tuesday to Wednesday. On Thursday, it will be warm and sunny. On Friday, it will rain again.
4번. 대화를 듣고 남자가 한 마지막 말의 의도로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Lily, you look sad. What's wrong?
I was on the relay team on sports day. I fell during the race.
Oh, really? I'm sorry to hear that.
I just can't believe it.
That's too bad.
I feel like I'm a loser.
Cheer up. You'll do better next time.
5번. 다음을 듣고 남자가 자신의 부모님에 대해 언급하지 않은 것을 고르시오.
Hello. Let me introduce my parents to you. My mom has short curly hair. My dad is skinny and wears glasses. My mom and dad are teachers. My mom likes playing tennis, and my dad likes reading books. My parents are 45 years old.
6번. 대화를 듣고 배드민턴 수업이 시작되는 시각을 고르시오.
Sora, what after-school program did you sign up for?
The badminton class. What about you?
I signed up for badminton class too. It starts tomorrow afternoon, right?
Yes, it's from 3 to 4:30 every day.
Right. See you at the gym tomorrow.
7번. 대화를 듣고 남자의 장래 희망으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Mike, you're wearing a really nice vest. Where did you buy it? I'd like to buy one too.
Actually, I designed and made it at home.
Wow, unbelievable! Can you make me one?
Sure. I want to be a fashion designer, and you are my first customer.
Thanks. I hope your dream comes true.
Molly, where are you going?
I'm going to the supermarket. I'll buy some food for the camping trip.
Camping? Where are you going?
Near the White River. I can't wait to go camping tomorrow.
I envy you. What are you going to do there?
I'm going to swim in the river, go hiking, and play hide and seek with my friends.
Sounds fun.
9번. 대화를 듣고 여자가 대화 직후에 할 일로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Elena, the speech contest is next week, right?
Yes, it is.
Did you start preparing for it?
Not yet.
Well, you'll have to start. There is not much time left.
I know, but what should I do first?
How about choosing the topic first?
Okay, I'll do it right away.
10번. 대화를 듣고 남자의 무엇에 관한 내용인지 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Mina, I have something to tell you.
What is it, Mark?
I'm moving to Seoul next month.
Really? I'm so sad to hear that.
My father has to start to work there next month.
I'll miss you so much.
Me too.
11번. 대화를 듣고 여자가 이용할 교통수단으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Julie, are you on the bus now?
No, unfortunately, I'm still at the bus stop.
Hey, the concert starts in 15 minutes.
I know, but the bus isn't coming. I've been waiting here for 20 minutes.
Then you might be late.
I'll take a taxi to get there on time.
Good luck.
12번. 대화를 듣고 남자가 어머니를 도울 수 없는 이유로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Evan, we are expecting some guests today.
Really? I didn't know that, Mom.
So, I need some help to make dinner for them. Can you help me?
I'm sorry, but I can't. I have something important to do.
What is it, Evan?
I have to do homework with my friends. It's a group project.
I see.
13번. 대화를 듣고 두 사람의 관계로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hello. What can I do for you?
I want to borrow books about endangered animals.
Those are over there next to the elevator. Then, do you have your library card?
No, I don't.
You should have one to check out books. Would you like to make one right now?
Sure.
(14번) 대화를 듣고 여자가 TV 리모컨을 둔 곳의 위치로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Mom, did you see the TV remote control?
I think I put it on the table.
I can't find it there.
Then it might be next to the TV or on the sofa.
Okay. Oh, I found it on the sofa.
Good.
15번. 대화를 듣고 여자가 남자에게 부탁한 일로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Chris, what are you going to do during this weekend?
Nothing special. What about you?
I'm going on a trip to Jeju Island.
Sounds fun. Are you going to take your cat with you?
I'm afraid I can't. Could you take care of my cat like the last time?
Sure. You know my family likes animals.
Good. Thanks a lot.
16번. 대화를 듣고 여자가 남자에게 제안한 것으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Olive, can I borrow your pen?
Yes. You borrow pens from others often, right?
Yeah, I know. I bring several pens from home, but I lose them all at school.
Do your pens have name tags on them?
No, they don't.
Why don't you put a name tag on each of them?
Oh, that's a good idea.
17번. 대화를 듣고 대화가 끝난 후 두 사람이 할 일로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Selena, what are you going to do this Saturday?
I don't have any plans. Why?
Then let's do some volunteer work.
Okay. What kind of volunteer work should we do?
The Children's Hospital is looking for volunteers.
Great. Let's apply for it right away.
18번. 대화를 듣고 남자의 장래 희망으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
What is your favorite thing to do?
Watching sports.
Really? I like playing sports.
What sports do you play?
Baseball. I like to hit the ball and slide into the bases.
Baseball is fun to watch as well.
Yeah. I want to be a baseball player in the future.
19번과 20번 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 이어질 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오. 19번
What are you doing, Jessica?
I'm writing a Christmas card to Grandma, Dad.
She will be happy to receive it. Then, do you know her address?
No, I don't. I was about to ask you.
Wait a second. I'll get my address book.
20번
Where are you going, Amy?
I'm going to the park.
To the park? For what?
For jogging. I started jogging last month. It makes me healthy.
Right. How often do you go jogging?
수고하셨습니다. 이상으로 올댓 중앙영어 제5회 듣기 실전 모의고사를 모두 마치겠습니다.